In her own obscure fashion, my grandmother did what she could to arm me for the carnage of life. Stamping hooves, rushing chariots, rapacious males. Thanks to Granny, I had it more or less cased by the age of 10. Alas, the world turned out so very different from the noble battleground she had led me to expect. The stakes were puny, the people gray and gutless. My Amazon arts were futile here. And certainly nothing Granny taught me during our long afternoons of mint tea and imagined monsters could buoy me for the currents and crosswinds of academia. On this particular October afternoon, the day it all started, I was knocked down by an unexpected gust of wrath halfway through a conference paper. Prompted by the almighty Professor Vandenbosch in the front row, the discussion leader sprang to her feet and drew a cowardly finger across her throat to let me know I had precisely 0 minutes left to finish my lecture. According to my own wristwatch, I was perfectly on time, but my academic future depended on the favor of these distinguished scholars. To conclude, I stole a glance at Professor Vandenbosch, who sat with his arms and legs crossed, peering at me with belligerent eyes. It becomes clear that despite all the graphic descriptions of their mating habits, these Greek authors never saw the swashbuckling Amazons as anything more than fictitious, quasi-erotic playmates. A rustle of enthusiasm went through the auditorium. Everyone had been sodden and rather glum coming in from the rainy quad earlier, but my lecture had clearly done its bit to warm up the room. However, I nodded at the discussion leader to assure her I was almost finished. The knowledge that these bloodthirsty female warriors were pure fiction did not stop our writers from using them in cautionary tales about the dangers of unbridled female liberty. Why? I panned the audience, trying to count my allies. Why were Greek men compelled to keep their wives imprisoned in the home? We don't know. But surely this Amazon scaremongering would have served to justify their misogyny. As soon as the applause had waned, Professor Vandenbosch short-circuited the discussion leader by standing up and looking around sternly, mowing down the many eagerly raised hands with his gaze alone. Then he turned to me, a little smirk on his venerable face.
"Thank you, Dr. Morgan. I am gratified to discover that I am no longer the most antiquated scholar at Oxford. For your sake, I hope the Academy will one day come to need feminism again. The rest of us, I am relieved to say, have long since moved along and buried the old battle axe."
Although his charge was disguised as a joke, it was so outrageous that no one laughed. Even I, trapped behind the lectern, was too shocked to attempt to riposte. Most of the audience was on my side, I was sure of it, and yet no one dared to stand up and defend me. The silence in the room was so complete you could hear the faint plunking of raindrops on the copper roof. 10 mortifying minutes later, I was able to flee the lecture hall at last and retreat into the wet October fog. Drawing my shawl more tightly around me, I tried to visualize the teapot awaiting me at home, but was still too furious. Professor Vandenbosch had never liked me. According to a particularly malicious report, he had once entertained his peers with a fantasy in which I was stolen away from Oxford to star in a girl power TV series. My own theory was that he was using me to ruffle his rival, my mentor, Catherine Kent, thinking he could weaken her position by attacking her favorites. Catherine, of course, had warned me against giving another lecture on the Amazons.
"If you continue down this path of inquiry," she had said, blunt as always, "you will become academic roadkill."
I refused to believe her. One day the subject would catch, and Professor Vandenbosch would be helpless to smother the flames. If only I could find time to finish my book, or, best of all, get my hands on the Historia Amazonum. One more letter to Istanbul, handwritten this time, and maybe Grigor Resnik's magic cave would finally open. I owed it to Granny to try.